Penguin Random House Audio presents Final Option by Clive Cussler and Boyd Morrison. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. 30 miles northeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, January 30th, 1921. Through his periscope, Capitan Hans Schultz watched the chaos aboard the schooner Carol A. Deering and smiled. The white hull of the elegant five-masted sailing vessel was easy to see against the gray storm clouds gathering in the distance. The crew of the cargo ship rushed back and forth across the deck in hopeless panic. Schultz narrated what he was seeing for the sailors in the control room of his U-boat, the Bremen. "One man is standing there methodically tearing his hair out. Another seems to be screaming uncontrollably as he runs in circles. Two of the men are randomly tossing papers and objects overboard." "What kind of objects?" asked scientist István Horváth with a slight accent. Although born Hungarian, he spoke German fluently. He was always intrigued by the results of his brainchild, an ingenious device he had dubbed Irrwaffe, insanity weapon. "Trunks, clothing, books, navigational equipment. Fascinating." Schultz's eyes were drawn to a couple of men by the lifeboats. They were sawing at the davit ropes with large knives.
"They're cutting a lifeboat loose," Schultz said.
"They're not getting in it?" Horváth asked.
"No, it looks like..." "Yes, it landed in the water upside down. Now they're getting ready to jettison the second one."
He looked away from the periscope at Horváth, a small man with horn-rimmed glasses and a receding hairline.